we've had no complaints back from any of our members in relation to the allegations from management. Secondly, we always conduct our ballot and any in accordance with the Industrial Relations Act and union rules, so we have no difficulty there. And we also go on to say that anybody that wants to, any third party that wants to look at the outcome of the ballot, the results, we have all that in tow. We have still the ballot papers. We have to hold on to them for a year. And anybody that wants to see those, be our members or be a third party, then we make accessible for that. So we have nothing to hide here.
And at this stage, while there appears to have been a lot of toing and froing from the company, are you still open to engage with talks of management ahead of Monday?
Absolutely. We remain available with talks at all times. We would hope that management would pick up the phone and talk to us, rather than us take any form of industrial action. 100 years of trade unionism, and we still refuse to recognise trade unions as not on.
At the end of the day, it is important that your union members are represented.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, at the end of the day, yeah. I mean, the Labour Court has told the company that they should recognise the trade union for any employment-related matters, and that is what our members are mandating SIPTU to do, is to go and get that right for them to have a voice and to be represented by SIPTU, their trade union.